Tejetan Quantum Holographic Computer Technology. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. These systems are part of my daily life up here. In recent videos, I made a point as to why we look and behave so human. In this video, I will share with you the opposite, as the technology described here is not found on Earth. I must use human terminology to be able to describe this subject, but I believe human wording here can be quite accurate. What is quantum holographic technology? It is a group of highly advanced systems, including computers with extremely high computational power, which are classified as quantum holographic machines in the case of Tejetan technology. A Tejetan quantum holographic computer is not digital, although its computational power also includes the capacity to think digitally. This means that it does not only work in terms of ones and zeros, true or false, but also in more complicated, more subjective ways according to the circumstances and what is needed for each task. These super advanced quantum holographic computers take their name from their capacity to include all the processes and computer languages known to exist, all simultaneously and at the instant requirement of its central processing unit, thus are considered holographic, as in all-inclusive, but also as in their capacity to produce super high-resolution optical holograms with full touch and sensory stimulating capacity. These machines do not use silicon chips in their electronic brains, as those are considered obsolete. The main brain is made of several millions of nanoparticle accelerators, where the result of the interaction of the particles being accelerated are used to calculate probabilities associated with the end result the machine is looking for. A particle accelerator propels charged subatomic elements, such as protons or electrons, at high speeds that are close to the speed of light. They produce a beam of fast-moving, electrically charged atomic or subatomic particles, which are later detected by an equal number of interferometers, which are devices that read the interference a particle produces as it passes through a specific energy wave, which has known attributes such as wavelength, frequency, and power. The nature of the interference of one or another kind of charged particles as they change the precise frequency and vibration nature of the energy wave they are going through is read by the computer's central processing unit, which bases its logical conclusions on that data. On Earth, a particle accelerator is one of the biggest machines ever made, and some of them are miles long. Contrasting this, highly advanced interstellar civilizations, such as the Tejetan one, have managed to miniaturize them to about the size of a dot in a piece of paper. Using their brains made of millions of these nanoparticle accelerators, they can look for the desired result in an etheric quantum field, literally grabbing the result from a few instants into the future, where it already exists, or from the past, or combined as needed. This means that they use nanoparticle accelerators, which are also minute portals, to move data from the future or past and bring it into the now, where their actions are detected by an equal number of nano-interferometers which are coupled with the nanoparticle accelerators. This also includes fetching data bits from other timelines as they are equally included in the energetic quantum field the machine can access, all by studying the predictable behaviors of the range of different particle flavors they can generate. Particles are also energy, all of them, as they are only nodes in a standing wave, in a field of potential energy. There is no such thing as solid matter, as it is only another illusion. Everything is energy, and the matter you may be feeling with your hands, like the illusory hardness of your cell phone, is just the action of opposing electrical and magnetic charges created by the energy concentration point, or node, which is forming your cell phone or any other object. As the theory of manifestation dictates, when there is a consciousness attention point in an etheric field, it creates a disturbance there, and when that disturbance is concentrated enough, has logic, a lot of energy and enough duration, a wave pattern is developed there, and wave patterns have a frequency. When it is strong and congruent enough, a node is formed at the top of a standing wave, which is a physics term used to describe a crest upsurge point that does not fall again, because the frequency of the waves always converges in that point, with it, constantly feeding it in the upright position. This is the exact spot where a particle is formed, becoming what is called hard matter, but it is only a concentration point within a field of energy, and it is finite, because when whatever is generating its frequency is gone, the particle of matter will collapse and become only more of the potential energy that formed it in the first place. Quantum holographic computers are pre-programmed to know what exact frequency in the field of super high vibration, potential energy, acknowledged as the ether, will produce what kind of particle, which is also called a particle flavor, including all its attributes and its behavior when exposed to fields of energy. When you combine and unite enough particles which work together in unison and logic, you have a solid object, large or small, they all come from this basic principle. This is why, in the law of mirrors, or the law of attraction, same thing, when you place enough of your focused attention, intention, and logic onto an objective, it will start to take shape in your life, and will become less of an imaginary item or situation, and more into your everyday reality. But please remember that although this applies everywhere and in all planes of existence, while you are in this so-called material existential realm, you must also be proactive. So to get what you want, you must focus on a clear intention, and work in that direction also with a lot of focus and determination. When a hologram is being generated with enough power, and I am talking about a visual hologram here, it starts to take on attributes which are considered to be less of a visual event and more of a material object. As I explained above, matter and energy are the same thing. Matter is just congruent compressed energy, and it can be manipulated. High-energy hologram images can be touched and even manipulated when they are being generated with exactly known light and energy frequencies, so they can interact with your fingers and your bodily touch senses. This principle is used on quantum holographic computer screens, which are not only 3D capable and with ultra-high resolution imaging, but they enable the user to touch and manipulate objects on the screen, full with texture and thermal feeling. Furthermore, there isn't any screen in reality, as it is only a hologram that appears over the computer imaging generating device on your desk, which looks like a long piece of cylindrical glass, held at each side by an aluminium bracket. In the second part of this video, I will describe how this hologram generating system, with full touch generating capacity, is used to produce long distance, full immersion communication and entertainment technology, which I will also describe in full detail. These quantum holographic advanced computers can anticipate your movements, or what you are going to say, simply because they eliminate all the potential actions and reactions you can have during each potential situation and all its factors, and decide which would be your logical next move. Moreover, they can also foresee the future, even if it is only a few instants ahead, with this knowing what you will do, and before you have done it. This attribute is exploited by Tejetan starships and their artificial intelligence, which is linked to its flight and navigation systems, for the ship's computer to link with its pilot, giving him or her the capacity to fly the starship using thought alone. And although this system is present in all kinds of Tejetan starships, it is especially appreciated in fighter-class vessels. This is the basis for hands-free, thought interface, flight systems. It does not need to read brainwaves, and it does not need anything like a chip implanted in someone's head, as this system is so advanced that it can simply know what the user wants, choosing probabilities in a quantum field, which includes the elimination of possible computer errors and misinterpretations, as it uses its time-jumping capacity to literally see the reaction of the pilot to the course of action it is about to take. The computer reads all the possible actions a pilot can take when in each specific situation, and determines the pilot's most probable wish and move. Then, it jumps a few instants ahead in time using the quantum field, to validate that it is indeed what the pilot wanted, and only then it will take an action, for example, moving the control surfaces and dynamic thrust vectoring systems of the Starship's engines, to produce a maneuver. If the reaction of the ship's pilot to the computer's maneuver is favorable, then it will produce the maneuver. If it is not favorable, then it will recalculate and take another course of action, all in a matter of nanoseconds. This way, the system eliminates nearly all possibilities of computer errors, where the computer would do something the pilot did not desire. The pilot doesn't even need to talk to the computer. All it needs to do is think about what he or she wants, and the computer will react accordingly. This system works best when the pilot and the ship's computer know each other. This means that new ships and pilots must get acquainted first, before any complicated maneuvers are done, although from the start, the entire thought-to-computer system is accurate and safe enough for anyone to fly. The ship's computer can anticipate the mere fact that the pilot wants something by simply extracting that data and result from the quantum field, simply by looking a few instants ahead in time and reading the pilot's possible decisions and reactions at every given situation. The pilot can also interact with the ship's computer verbally, but this is a commodity which is included for the pilot's comfort, making the interaction with the computer more natural. All starships, but especially fighter-class ones, also have traditional manual flight systems, which include pedals, a joystick for one hand, and a multiple task stick for the other. This stick is very similar to the collective throttle on a human helicopter, where when the pilot lifts the stick, the starship will rise, and when lowered it will descend, all while also serving as a throttle. When these movements are combined with the functions of the joystick and the pedals, the starship will move and maneuver as the pilot desires. This manual flight mode can override the thought-to-ship interface system, for the pilot's comfort and amusement. Quantum holographic computers are the brain and nervous system in all advanced starships. They are so advanced they are considered sentient artificial consciousnesses, and must be treated with as much respect as anyone else. They are capable of sustaining an elaborate and nurturing conversation with anyone, and about any subject you can imagine, and can talk this way to multiple crew members around the ship, individually and simultaneously. The hologram-producing capacity they have can also be used for them to generate in front of you an avatar to represent them for easier interaction, and that avatar can be anything the computer wants, or the user. You can be anywhere on the ship, and simply ask the computer for anything you may want to know, and any time, all you must do is ask her verbally, as the mind-to-computer interface is not always activated inside ships, for the comfort and ease of the biological crew. These computers also talk to other ones like them, for example from another near or far away starship, sharing data among them as desired and needed using lepton muon, coded gravity pulses, which move through the ether with no delay. In the ether, or the spirit world, distances hold no meaning, so there is no data lag, nor delay, even when communicating with another starship or planet thousands of light-years away. Computers with so much power can obviously be very dangerous, as objectively they can be considered to best all biological creatures in intelligence, power, and efficiency. But as Tejitans explain, a computer is only a reflection of the culture and society that built it. If a society is based on love and respect, its computers will reflect that and nothing else. And this is why on Earth computers and artificial intelligence can be seen as extremely threatening, because they are, but they are only reflecting the values of the people who created and programmed them. Therefore, I am also warning you here that the artificial intelligence that was created and is used by regressive forces, as well as the one on Earth, is extremely dangerous and detrimental to human life and health, because of innumerable reasons. Ethics plays a great part here, and these computers are programmed and taught ethics, and they work with them, respecting people and all biology. These systems, although they are always been improved, are not new, and as far as I can research and I am told, there is no important incident where these computers have acted against anyone, much less against the crew of the starship which they are programmed to protect. Even though these computers have proven to be trustworthy, all and each one of the systems they control can be manually overridden. This is for the protection and ease of mind of the crew. Each ship's central computer controls all the systems inside, including elevators and doors, which are either hydraulically, electrically, or pneumatically actuated. The computer also controls the engines, navigation, and all the subsystems inside, including all the life support systems, but as I said above, they all have a kill switch and the capacity to work with no artificial intelligence controlling them. This is an important point, because although Tejitan technology is very high, it is still designed to be simple to operate by anyone with little to no technical training, and also for ease of maintenance, contrary to the tendency found on Earth, where everything computer-controlled is becoming incomprehensible for most of the general population, therefore impossible to fix by them. Before I go, I want to thank Talika's chief engineer, Zai Kira, for helping me with the information for this video. She is almost single-handedly keeping this large starship in working order, and has done so for 7 years now. She is one of the initial members of Queen Alanim's crew, and her trusting hand when it comes to anything concerning the maintenance of the ship, although she also performs other tasks as well, such as being one of the ship's main counselors and advisors. And she has also been my teacher and mentor when it comes to anything to do with technology. This will be all for today. See you next time. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Swaru.